It's 88.5 Nick Hocko, your host. Good morning. Joe Arthur is in the studio.
I sure am, Nick.
Good How you morning. Doing? It's good to see you, mate.
I'm doing good. Good to see you, too.
Fresh off an airplane.
That's right.
Yeah.
4 a.m. wake-up time in San Francisco.
It's rock and roll, man.
That is, man. That's really doing it, you know?
Well, thanks for coming down. I know you're going to do the Roxy tonight.
Roxy, yeah. With Jesse Malin and Trapper Shope.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
You're going to do a couple of songs for us. I know you got a new album, which we're going to talk about after a couple of songs, I guess, Comeback World. So why don't I throw it to you? Joseph Arthur is in studio here at 88.5 tonight at the Roxy. What are you going to play for us to start off?
This is called I'll Be Around.
All right, it's Joseph Arthur.
Just like a snake, I'll be around a while. When your eyes are closed but your mind's awake, I'll be around a while. Come on baby, why don't you come over? Cry on my shoulder, I'll hold you here in my arms. When it seems like all is lost, I'll be around, I'll be around a while. When you can't get yourself up off the cross, I'll be around a while. And for all of your work, not much to show, I'll be around a while. And you've been everywhere, so now there's nowhere to go. Protect you with my heart, and if you wanna cry on my shoulder, I'll hold you here in my arms. We can be each other's family and home. We can be each other's family. Trouble comes and you're afraid, I'll be around a while. When the double cross, has you double play? I'll be around.
Side.
Hey, it's the Nick Harcourt Show. Actually, it's the Joseph Arthur Show right now.
That's right, Nick.
At 88.5.
It's a duo. It's a duo thing.
We should take it on the road.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Let's go to Vegas tonight after the Roxy.
Yeah, I just actually came back from Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you cased it out already?
I've got the place all sussed.
Okay, good.
We'll be at the joint tomorrow
night. Circus, right? That's where
it's all a circus. Listen, so again, thank you for coming down early this morning and playing for us before your show tonight at the Roxy. Yeah. But
so early, it's late.
Just pull the blinds down.
Exactly.
So the new album, Comeback World, you and I have been talking on and off for a few years now, mm-hmm. here and there. And in fact, I think the last time we saw you were here with your mate Peter Buck.
Peter Buck, yeah. Arthur Buck.
Yeah, when was that?
Crew.
About a year and a half ago, something?
I think a year ago.
Were you already working on this album? So tell us when the process started. Comeback World, by the way, is the name of the album.
Yeah, Comeback World I wrote. Actually, I was on tour doing like some Redemption's Son. I had this album that was like 20 years old, and then I went on a tour for that, and I wrote that song on the road. So that was a couple years ago, and it's been basically an album of coming through a lot of trauma, really, and just recovery and stuff like that. So I think it's like an album based on that, like growing.
We don't have the time to get into the depths of that, which I would like to, because it's fascinating and interesting, and it tells us a little bit about who you are and where you're coming from, and I also feel that talking about this kind of stuff helps other people as well. But just very quickly, if you can just sort of touch on when you say recovery, I know you've got recovery from alcohol and drugs and all that kind of stuff. All the good stuff. Yeah, that's what makes this interesting.
And then just coming out of, like, I think a lot of us are waking up to the way, like, MPD abuse has affected many of our lives.
Tell us about that, because a lot of people don't really know what that is.
Well, that's narcissistic personality disorder, and it's like that's a professional way of saying toxic relationships. And many of us, I think, like, there's a continuum of this stuff, and a lot of us come from families of origin that have this kind of thing. And when you wake up to the fact that there's like a pathology behind all of your dysfunction, it's very revealing, because it kind of like makes sense out of like maybe if you felt like outcast or sort of off base in all of your life, and suddenly you wake up to the fact that, oh, there's this, this pathology, and so many other people are dealing with these kind of issues and stuff. So I just got confronted in a really big way with all that stuff on a lot of levels of my life. And so this album is basically just the kind of the process of like, of growing into being able to sort of live through that, because there was post-traumatic stress disorder and all kinds of wild shit. My bad, that I didn't see coming in my life. I thought I had kind of worked through a lot of stuff. So it turns out I hadn't.
We're never done, right?
I don't think so.
So when you hit the wall in such a drastic way like that, and you've got to pick yourself up, was writing songs the way for you to work through that?
Was one of the ways. I actually got way into athletics and stuff that I wasn't really into before.
Like I follow you on Instagram, and I see you working out.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. I'm into boxing and yoga. You can follow me on Joseph _ Arthur on Instagram if anyone's interested. But
yeah, check him out.
I post a lot of videos on recovering from MPD abuse too. I'm just like I express all this stuff because I feel like, well, it's one thing, it's therapeutic, and two, when you go through this kind of stuff, it's really only other people that not only are going through it that can understand, but also people who have identified that in their life. Because a lot of times people are going through this and they still aren't even aware that they're going through this. It's a lot like waking up in the Matrix.
Oh, man.
Not to be too drama.
That's every morning for me. If people want to find out more about that, there's a great bio that you wrote yourself on your website, josepharthur.com. Yeah. And it is worth digging into. Unfortunately, we don't have the time to do that. Although you and I are going to stick around and record an extended interview for a podcast series that I'll tell people about another day.
But
Looking forward to that. So tonight at the Roxy
with Jesse Mellon.
And then what else is coming up in the immediate months?
In the basically, I have a podcast too called "Come to Where I'm From," and we just finished like our 50th episode. But right before this tour, so we'll be after this tour. This tour ends mid-November, and I'll go back to New York and stack episodes of that, and then hopefully get over to Europe and tour.
What about some of the other work you've been doing with Arthur Buck? Will there be a new?
Yeah,
new
there's Buck? A second record that we just finished, actually. So
coming next year sometime?
Probably, yeah.
And do you and Peter expect to go out and tour that as well?
Yeah, definitely.
And then what about the work you were doing? I know you were in town a few months ago with your mate Ben Harper as well.
Yeah, he sang on this new record, which is awesome. But we always talk about getting Fistful of Mercy back together with Danny Harrison, and me and Ben had this really cool band about 10 years ago called Fistful of Mercy.
Yeah, I remember.
So hopefully that'll come back together at some point too, but there's no immediate plans for that.
All right. Well, there's a plan to be at the Roxy tonight.
Yeah.
Get on down and see
Absolutely.
Joe. What are you going to finish with for us?
I'll do, since I brought up The Matrix, I'll do a Pale Fire, which has that, which has a little line in there about that. So.
All right.
Thanks, Nick.
Joseph Arthur on the Nick Harcourt Show. It's 88.5. He's going to take us out to the top of the hour. Mookie will be next, taking you through the afternoon. Until the next time, I'm here. Be safe, be mindful, and keep it simple. Joseph Arthur.
To me, she said, let's get the waitress, I think you need a cup of tea. Just remember, you're in the Matrix. it's on you to set them free. You see that spider on that neon web? Well, it's not there at all, anywhere but in your head. What's up is down, and what's down is up. The choice is up to you, my friend. I left the red pill by your cup. Let's get the waitress, pay the check, the meal is done. Just remember, you're in the matrix. And baby, you're the one. So go back now to your roots. I mean the ones before your life even began. Back when you were just pale fire, jumping from a distant star to another land.